When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are my kids happy? I think that's a very popular question amongst parents, aunties, uncles who are taking care of their family members' kids, grandparents. Are the kids happy? Are we doing everything we're supposed to do? Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is episode 26. We are in mid-April. And I hope you are enjoying your month. If you are not subscribed to this podcast, please subscribe. This is a podcast about parenting and parenting better. My kids' personalities are very different. The funny thing is, when it comes to children, being happy, eventually, it's out of your control. Them being happy is out of your control. As they get older. As a baby, you feed them, you clean them, and you get them toys, and they are happy. They are at peace. But your kids will get to a point where they start to voice their gripes about life, you, their dad, school, their siblings, the doubt that comes with their everyday life. And that moment sometimes gets real, okay? It's a real moment that I try to prepare for on the daily, especially with opinionated girls. So today I want to give parents some pointers, something to think about, and maybe things to ask their kids and ways that they could spend more time bonding to make sure they truly have happy kids and it's not a front. Because having the children of today with the access that they have today is kind of hard to really gauge what are their true feelings or what are they just showing me. Hope you gained something great from this episode. Let's get into it. As a little girl, being the youngest of all boys, being the house and my mom having a house where it was a kid's house on the block and she babysat other people's kids, I really had no peace, okay? There was always something going on in my house. And I was very observant and I liked to seclude myself in my room. And as I got older, when I was 15, I was a very depressed 15-year-old. I remember hating that age. I was mentally grieving the loss of my father while he was living, knowing that he would never be the father I needed, and he would let his pride stop him from showing up for me. He died when I was 18. I remember my aunt telling me on my way to college, on my way to class, and I shrugged it because in my mind and in my body, I had that funeral for him years ago. I never went to the funeral. Years later, my brother on his side sent me his, the thing that you get at the funeral. And whoever made it spelt my name wrong, mentioned me one time. I don't know where he's buried. I've never visited his grave. I don't have anything to say because what needed to be said was never said. I don't really think about him like that because in my mind, that's not the first person I think of as a father figure for me. So there's that. But if you see me now and I tell people that now, they're just like, I can't see you being depressed. You're so happy. You just seem like every day you're in a good mood. And I'm glad that you think so, but that's not true. And I say that to say, I cried enough for not having him around, but to my friends, they didn't know that I was depressed or I got sad or when I got sad. I did a good job hiding that. But I feel like as a parent, as a mom, my kids are safe, they're happy, and they're comfortable from my observation. Because they share silence with me, I can walk and lay down in their beds with them without them switching up or changing what they're watching or stopping their game or asking me why I'm in there. You know, they're comfortable. They can lay in my bed. They come lay on me. They lean on me. They ask me what I'm doing. They're into what I'm creating. They ask me questions. They don't hold back. And I think that's a great way to see if your children are happy, that they feel comfortable to ask you things, to come around you, to be in your space. And I talk to them about my work day like a normal human being. And they talk to me about their school day without me forcing it out of them. I share my past experiences with them. So maybe they might learn something or ask me another question. They tell me about what bothers them, how they felt embarrassed at school that day. And I let them critique my cooking. So they usually rate it from like a 1 to 10. And I like that because kids give you the most honest feedback until they feel like you're going to do something to them if they don't give you good feedback, and so they start to develop a lie system. And I don't want my children to have to develop a lie system with me to spare my feelings, because that's not real. But I think a great thing, if you want your children to talk to you, when you go into their space, bring them a snack, okay? And you eat a snack. Be a good listener. If you're not a good listener, if you're gonna cut them off, don't go. Do not corner your kids into telling you things. Do not guilt them into telling you things. Do not pressure them into telling you things. And sometimes you're going to have to go in your room and leave your door open. Because when parents go in their room and shut their door, for some children, not mine, for some children, that gives their children this idea that you don't want to be bothered, you don't want to talk to them, or you're upset about something. For other kids, they'll just open that door. I'm trying to teach the girls to knock, but they'll just open that door and come in, okay? And another thing you should do is thank your children randomly. I have children that will let me know when I didn't say thank you. I have children who will let me know that I'm hurting their feelings or I said something mean or... You know, they tell me, like, can you stop yelling? Or, you know, it's just really, they check me, but politely. And I like that.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This podcast has been brought to you by Table Topics. If you would like your own conversation starter cards, you go to tabletopics.com and use my code in all caps, SHANBPODDEN, for 15% off to get your own Table Topic stack delivered to you or a friend or for a gift. Also, if you're thinking about podcasting or you just want to organize your thoughts or do better in marketing or do better in getting questions for your guests, great. I love it. I have some podcast workbooks that you can write in, take with you. They're very lightweight. You can bend them. You can even store them with your laptop. It doesn't matter. On lulu.com. You can find all the links on shanbpodden.com. And if you would like to support this podcast even further, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify or CastBox or even Good Pods to let me know what you think about the show. It helps me out a whole bunch. And if you would like to get some merch, because I did do some new merch, check out Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring. That link is also on shambipodden.com. Now back to the show. I also tried to bring back something of substance so I could see their personalities and their challenges. So I play board games with them. I do puzzles with them. And we play Uno. And I could tell who's cheating, okay? I know that in my heart, God gave me Ari so I could be more comfortable with a lot of affection. She's very affectionate. Every morning when she gets up for school, she finds me in the house and she hugs me. My mom didn't hug me every day. My dad didn't hug me every day. My brothers didn't hug me every day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every day, people in that I was in relationships with didn't hug me every time they saw me. So to have a child that hugs all the time and randomly, I know that was a setup for me. And I know that God gave me Anya to have someone learn me, to have my back and support me when I get older, like I do for my mother. And what's so funny is I knew that I was creating Anya so she can experience my mother. When in the long run, I created Anya to experience my mother, yes, but also grow with me, learn with me, understand me. And be there for me like I was for my mom, not knowing it. But I see it now. I see how she knows automatically what I need before I ask. I see how she says something before I have to say it, so I don't say it to bother her. You know? She gets it. I encourage my kids personally on what I see that they struggle with. Ari has a personality where she wants to physically put her hands on you when you bother her. I'm trying to teach her to use her words and come to someone so they can handle it. Anya deals with a lot of self-doubt that I see in her, and she gives up a lot faster than other kids. And I know that's coming from her not feeling encouraged by two parents and her feeling a lack because she'll tell me randomly. And I wish I could do something about that for her, but I can't force her to have her father the way that she needs, right? And I encourage them because I know those challenges with them. And my kids respect me. And I don't force hugs over here. I don't force them to care about things that they haven't learned to care about. But I do talk to them about integrity. I do talk to them about presentation and judgment. And they should care what they look like with their uniform. They should care if their laces are dirty. They should care, you know, about picking up their things. They should care about knowing where certain things are that they need for the next day, you know? And when your kids are truly comfortable and they're happy, doing weird things or making weird noises should be normal in your house. That's when they're truly at peace. You know, being able to make a decision instead of me sitting here on my computer or my iPad or play with toys, I want to go outside and find worms in the dirt. You know, my kids have that comfort to be able to make those choices. Some kids don't have those choices, let alone have a backyard to be able to do those things and explore. And I remember being a kid and loving to be home because I liked to explore the house. The house was big. It had places that I didn't know what was in things. And, you know, I like to explore my house. And I have a home where my kids can find their space. My home feels lived in. I have comfy spots for them to be on their iPads, read a book, do their homework. There's a desk. There's a kitchen table. There's different chairs that they can sit in. There's places where you can lay on a rug. There's places where, you know, I just make it feel like they don't have to be secluded to a room. And that's very important for your children to feel like they're welcome in your home. I know they live there, but do they feel welcome? Do they feel like they're allowed to sit on the furniture that you have? They're allowed to be in the rooms that you have in your home. Can your kids express true thoughts with you without you being offended? I think that's a great gauge on if your children are happy or not. Do you let your children pick the place that they want to go to on the weekend or the music that they want to play in the car or what plans you may have for the upcoming weekend? You know, sometimes I let the girls pick it. Sometimes I don't. You know, sometimes you feel looking at, sometimes you're not. Okay. Do you ask them personal questions? Do they get to ask you personal questions? And when do you allow them to ask you personal questions? Because I have a thing where I don't let them ask me personal questions while I'm in a store. You can ask me in the car or you can ask me at home. Do you explain meanings of words to them truthfully? I do. Out of protection. Because I don't want anyone else to give them the wrong definition or wrong information about a word or a subject. I'm constantly teaching my children how to speak up for themselves politely, you know, saying, no, thank you, I'd rather not. That's cool, but I don't like that. Please stop, I don't like that. Help me, this is not my dad. Help me, this is not my mom. Someone, please help me, this is not. Stop. Like, you have to teach them those things so it's easy to go to when they're in certain situations. Excuse me, my name is blank blank. Because as a child, I remember being afraid to correct people who would mispronounce my name. May I please have X, Y, and Z? Teaching my kids, may I please have, or can I have, can I get, and when to use those phrases and who to use them with is very important. And so just making sure that your children feel comfortable in spaces where you aren't, and making sure your children are knowledgeable about things you can teach them and they have life skills, because they watch you at home and you purposely teach them certain things at home, is very important. It's very important. And being in a home and your parents don't talk to you, I can't imagine that feeling loving. Being in a home and your parents don't teach you anything, they just give you things and they want you to accept it without opinions. I can't imagine how your child feels happy there. Being in a home where your child is a latchkey kid, where, you know, by the time they leave the house, you're not there. By the time they get home from school, you're not there. By the time they eat dinner and do their homework and shower, that's when you're getting home and they're already in bed and you just open the door to see if they're there and you close it. Like, how would you think on a daily basis that your child feels loved and happy in that environment? They're people. You having your children, that's a relationship that you're going to develop. It's not automatic. They don't have to like you automatically. You're not going to see them for who they truly are automatically. It's a bond that you pour into on a daily basis with a person that you help create. They are not you. They are not their mom. They are not just their dad. They're a combination of two people and more people over generations balled into one, trying to make the best out of a situation with you as a parent. So do your best, be honest about how you can be better, and allow your child to be a human being with your guidance. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. I hope I helped someone. And I think that's a great gauge on how to see if your child is happy or not. There was a lot of things that my parents could have done better, but I think my mom did the best that she could with the tools and resources that she had. And my mom struggled with her own depression and her own feelings of loss while raising us. And so your child will be able to pivot as long as your child is getting the honesty from you in the right time. All right? Peace. Bye.
Bye.